What is the personal independence payment and who can claim it?
This information, relevant to England, Scotland and Wales, appears on the Site Advice Frequently Asked Questions website and has been compiled, produced and distributed in audio by the charity InfoSound.
Personal independence payment, also known as PIP for short, is a non-means tested benefit for people of working age with a disability. Because it is non-means tested, it doesn't matter if you are working or how much you earn. PIP has replaced Disability Living Allowance, or DLA, except for children aged under 16 years old. It is administered by the Department for Work and Pensions, known as DWP. If you live in Scotland, then PIP is being replaced by a benefit called Adult Disability Payment, or ADP. We have fuller information about adult disability payment a little later in this document. So, who can make a claim for PIP? You must be aged 16 or over and under state pension age when you first make a claim. Most existing adult claimants of DLA continue to be reassessed for PIP. There is no option to remain on DLA. When considering whether or not you will be migrated to PIP, you will need to think about how old you were on the 8th of April, 2013. This date is a red line and determines the different benefit routes you will take. So, if you were aged less than 65 years on the 8th of April, 2013, you can still migrate to PIP from DLA through three different ways after reaching state pension age. You will be advised about what those are. But, if you were aged 65 years or over on the 8th of April, 2013, you will continue to receive DLA and will not be assessed for PIP. You will stay on DLA if your entitlement is reassessed after state pension age. You will not be migrated to PIP and you will not start receiving attendance allowance instead, although the rules start to replicate those for attendance allowance. As well as the age consideration, to be eligible to claim PIP, you must need help with daily living activities or getting out and around, or both. You must have had your sight loss, and any other disabilities if applicable, for the 3 months before you make a claim for PIP. For your claim to be successful, it must also be expected that your disability will last for the next 9 months. To make a claim for PIP, you must also be habitually resident in the UK and satisfy the so-called past presence test. Personal independence payment has two components, a daily living component, to help you with everyday tasks, and a mobility component, to help you with getting around. Both components have a standard rate and an enhanced rate. As mentioned earlier, if you live in Scotland, then PIP is being replaced by a benefit called Adult Disability Payment, or ADP. ADP replaced DLA for adults and PIP from August 2022 for all new claimants. You do not need to apply for adult disability payment if you already get personal independence payment or disability living allowance for adults from the Department for Work and Pensions. Social Security Scotland will move your benefit to adult disability payment without you having to do anything to start the process. ADP provides support for the extra costs that a disabled adult might have. It is not means tested, so it does not matter if you're working or not. Your income and savings are not taken into account. You can claim and be awarded ADP if you are ordinarily resident in Scotland, and you do not already have a claim for disability living allowance or personal independence payment. And you are aged between 16 years and state pension age, and you have either a physical or mental health condition or disability, or you are terminally ill. Some other residential-based conditions and some limited exemptions apply, so you may want to check further about these. You cannot make a new claim for ADP after reaching state pension age. However, once adult disability payment has been awarded as a working age claimant, there is no age-related end date, and it can continue to be paid as long as you meet the conditions of entitlement.
Further information about personal independence payment and disability living allowance can be found on RNIB's web pages. There's one for each of these two benefits. And RNIB's helpline may be phoned on 0303 123 9999. That's 0303 123 9999. If you're in England or Wales, you can request a PIP claim form from the Department for Work and Pensions by calling 0800 0800 917 2222. That's 0800 917 2222. As mentioned, Social Security Scotland will move your benefit to adult disability payment without you having to do anything to start the process. But Social Security Scotland may be phoned on 0800 182 2222. That's 0800 182 2222.
Thank you for listening.